us next week for that, and Tyquillo's today. Also today, we begin our new week of Family Promise hosting, and Shannon, you'd like to talk about that. Thank you, Shannon. This coming Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning is preschool graduation. And I'm going to tell you, you're all invited to come. And I've invited you in years past, and many times you don't ever come. But I just want to tell you, it's about 30 to 45 minutes. I just sit here and smile the whole time. It is the cutest thing you ever saw in your life. So if you got time on Friday and you're looking for a lift, and the time just to smile and grin a lot, that's a good time to come. That's coming Friday. Sarah, it's your turn.
Yay!
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Would you tell us when summer Sunday school starts and since today was the last day of...
Next week is the high school graduation. During the thing, the next Sunday after that is when summer Sunday school starts. That's because we don't know yet what I'm doing yet. Sarah. As you came up, I happened to notice your shirt.
Yeah. My pastor likes it when I sleep in church. And we still have one overnight host spot available. If you would like to sleep in church. You can practice by sleeping during the sermon.
No. I was about to make the point that there's a difference in church and during church. An And you used the word during. Yeah. Last but not least, we've changed something in your bulletin for today. Because I was at the Festival of Homiletics in Atlanta all week long, I wrote today's sermon the week before. So once I had it written, I put it out of my mind. I hadn't thought about it at all till this morning when I got here. And look, what did I write for today, you know? And I looked it up, and that's when I remembered that I had mentioned to our music dude that I needed a certain hymn to be used. And since I was gone, guess who didn't think about that either? So, that hymn didn't get in the book. But we're going to do it anyway because I didn't write a new sermon today, for today. So you'll notice the second hymn, the hymn of the day, in your bulletin is hymn 4 something, 410 maybe, 412. That's not right. The right hymn is 781. You'll see it when it comes by. You should be reminded of that after the sermon anyway. Okay? Now, if the music dude has remembered to play some music, we'll do all right as we prepare for worship. Your eyes. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds, forgive us our sins, and free us to love. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace, confident and sure in the grace and love of God. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Well, today, I'm crossed out. If you want So then you would just take it and you lift it up. And you lift it up and you know how many steps to step up. Is that cool? And see, that's kind of a way to tell people when they don't have somebody standing there with them to tell them what to do. That's pretty cool, isn't it? But this is what the whole point of my little talk this morning is that today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, we are so blessed. It has filled us with joy and love and laughter. And it helps us so much to know what's right or wrong. If you ever do something and you stop to do it and then you do something else, you know which choice you made. You know if you chose the right choice or the wrong choice, almost always. And us with being blessed with the Trinity, having the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit within us, we know that we can always make good choices and that God is with us everywhere we go, whether we're by ourselves, whether we're following mom and dad's rules, the teacher's rules, anybody's rules, the Holy Spirit's within us and He will help and guide us to follow God's way and not just our own way. Okay? And before we close, I want to remind you too, during the worship part today if you want to help, okay? Would you like to close with a prayer like we did before? If you want to, otherwise I'll do it. I didn't know if you could you like to, but I didn't know if you would like to. Would you? Okay, good. Okay, well, let's pray.
A reading from Proverbs. Does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up. At the first, before the beginning of the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there, when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace, and in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now I have to admit to you that I don't listen to a whole lot of contemporary Christian music. It's never really been a habit I've gotten into. But some years ago, somehow I ran across a song by a group named Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and I just loved it. It was called I Want to Be Just Like You, and it tells the story of a father praying to God after putting his little boy to bed. Listen to the words. He climbs in my lap for a goodnight hug. He calls me Dad and I call him Bug. With a faded old pillow and a bear named Pooh, he snuggles up close and says, I want to be like you. I tuck him in bed and I kiss him goodnight, tripping over the toys as I turn out the light, and I whisper a prayer that someday he'll see he's got a father in God, because he's seen Jesus in me. Lord, I want to be just like you, because he wants to be just like me. I want to be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I want to be just like you, because he wants to be like me. Well, I can't think of a better message for today. Today is Trinity Sunday. It's the day every year where we do that 45-page creed called the Athanasian Creed. I know you're excited they didn't put it in the red book and we can't use it anymore, right? No, it's the day when we begin to think about complex things like three in one and one in three. It's the day when we look at God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the day when we explore the mystery of God and just how we find God in our world. Lena Sandell knew a lot about difficult times. She was a frail child, the daughter of a Swedish Lutheran pastor. Because she was so frail, she didn't play outside with the other children, but instead spent her time at home or in her father's study. When she was 12, she fell gravely ill, and although the doctors gave her no hope, she recovered.
But by far the great tragedy of her life happened when she was just 26. She was traveling with her father when the ship they were on gave a sudden lurch. Her father toppled over the rail and drowned there before her horrified eyes. And although she had written some hymns before that tragic event, it is for the hymns she wrote afterwards that we most remember her. After that tragedy, her words often express a deep, complete, abiding trust in an everlasting and caring God. And one hymn she wrote was Children of the Heavenly Father, which just happens to be hymn 781. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird or star in heaven, such a refuge ne'er was given. Those words from the first verse tell us much about how God cares for us as his children. We are gathered safe and secure into the arms of God. A hatchling, warm and safe in its nest, or a star so far removed and untouchable, neither is as secure or as looked after as we are in God. No matter what storms of life may come our way, no matter what tragedies or losses, we can never forget that we belong to God. God his own doth tend and nourish. In his holy courts they flourish. From all evil things he spares them. In his mighty arms he bears them. God our Father cares for us. God is the best kind of Father indeed. He cares for us, giving us what we need and more. Notice this hymn doesn't say that God's people survive. No, it says that we flourish with God. God pours out blessing after blessing on us with a generosity beyond compare. He's our guardian and protector, leading us from the way of death to the way of life. That's what it means to be a child of God. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto them his grace he showeth. And their sorrows all he knoweth. In this verse, our thoughts turn toward God as the Son, to Jesus and what he has done for us. In his death and resurrection, Jesus has bridged the chasm between us and God. In Jesus, God has made us his, and nothing can ever destroy that or cut us off from him. As St. Paul put it, I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus came as one of us. And that means he understands what it is to be us, to be tempted, to suffer, to die. He understands us. And Jesus came to bring us grace, totally undeserved, complete, life-giving forgiveness and love. That's what it means to be a child of God. Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them, pure and holy. And with these words, we turn to the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us in life, nurturing our faith, leading us in the Christian life of service and love. The Holy Spirit calls us together and preserves us in faith as we strive to live Christian lives in the midst of an unchristian world. The Holy Spirit makes God's forgiveness real in us, each day making us more and more pure and holy for God. And the Holy Spirit is with us always in love and comfort and help. And no matter how bad things seem, we are never forsaken. That's what it means to be a child of God. Lord, I want to be just like you. You see, who we are is because of God. We are most who we are when we are like God. Lord, I want to be just like you. Help us to be your children. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation,
he came down from heaven,
was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
and
the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church,
the
forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, our Father, your hand reaches to us in love and in care, creating new opportunities and new grace for us every day. You are the very source of our life and our eternal hope. Continue to watch over us and call us new to you. Lord, in your mercy, Jesus, our Savior, in love you gave yourself for us. The gift of yourself was the very gift of grace we needed. Instill in us true repentance and the desire to turn to you. Make of us forgiving, grace-filled people, that our lives may be lived in peace and love as your family. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Spirit, our comforter and strength, you continue with us, our advocate, our helper, and our guide. You empower us for serving, and you call us to faith. Walk with us through each of our days. Draw near to our hearts and urge our hearts to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy, O one God, your children turn to you in our need. Bring your healing, comforting love and hope among us, O Lord. Be with all your children and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of love, you have made us, you have saved us, and you are with us still. Call us now and always to be with you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
outpourings of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
Here we are.